yesterday's gone. We could sing a chorus, I suppose, of those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end, but couldn't get us very far because we are into a whole new thing here. It's called Friday. What happened to the music, Margaret? You don't want to listen to any more of the music? The music is...
Nah.
Makes me apropos.
She's on strike.
Really?
Yeah.
There's Bob Kane, who's not on strike. He's here because we have... let's see, we have a whole roster of people who are not around. The Bradley Manning thing. It's beginning to get under my skin a little bit. He's been sentenced to 35 years for leaking classified documents. Okay, we got that. That was Wednesday's story.
Right.
Now, yesterday, he tells people he wants to be called Chelsea.
Okay.
He's decided that he wants to be a woman. His lawyer insists that his announcement was not an attempt to influence his circumstances. He did stress that he would do everything in his power to force the military to provide hormone treatment for his client. So is that the issue? Is it whether or not, because the story itself has really been really beaten to death. All right,
he's every going to
time
jail.
You turn around. No, it's not that. The fact that he wants to live life as a woman. All right, okay already. It's enough with this. Unless there is something new that comes out of whether he gets pardoned. If he gets pardoned, then he doesn't have any chance to get any kind of hormone therapy. But do we as a nation owe him the opportunity to have hormone therapy? That's probably the issue. And to dispatch all this other hooey and to continue to rehash all of this stuff, this trial has been going on for a long time. We all know that he released the information. Did we all know that he wanted to live life as a woman? No. Do we really give a rat's patoot whether he wants to live life as a woman or an unga bunga for Bob's purposes? I don't give a rat's.
It's anyway.
But I'm just giving you my sway on this. We'll listen because there are a lot of people that want to be heard on this. 888-302-3684. As to Bradley Manning and his future, what say you? Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Bob K at DougStephan.com. We have been working this, I guess, on Twitter and Facebook, have we not, Bob?
We have.
And?
I think people are tired of it. They're just not commenting on it.
Yeah. All right. Enough. Well, I'm going to work through a lot of this because there is, I think, maybe a closure. It comes from this. I would
like
to think that there's some closure to this.
Oh, goody.
Let's see if we can figure that out. We'll start with hosts, because what happens, as you know, we work through a lot of talk radio programs, talk television, to get to the issues of the day so we can have our pulse on the important stories of the day and give you various things to think about as maybe you make up your own mind about this. Maybe you made up your mind. I sure have. But that doesn't keep us from having some interesting conversation in our ear. And we'll start with John and Ken listening to reaction. Actually, this is... the Bradley Manning lawyer interview on the Today Show that they're talking about.
NBC News had another big story today, and this concerns Bradley Manning, the Army private, who, of course, has been sentenced to military prison for leaking classified documents. Here is the audio from NBC's Today Show and Savannah Guthrie.
He has provided a statement that he wants us to read, and this is part of it. As I transition into this next phase of my life, I want everyone to know the real me. I am Chelsea Manning. I am a female. Given the way that I feel and have felt since childhood, I want to begin hormone therapy as soon as possible. I also request that starting today, you refer to me by my new name and use the feminine pronoun. Why did she choose this moment to announce this?
Well, Chelsea didn't want to have this be something that overshadowed
this. This is lawyer David.
Wanted to wait until the case was done to move forward to the next stage.
Sorry, her lawyer.
She wants hormone therapy. Fort Leavenworth does not provide that. Are you going to sue to try to force the government to give her hormone therapy and perhaps the sex reassignment surgery?
Well, I don't know about the sex reassignment surgery. That Chelsea hasn't indicated that would be her desire. But as far as the hormone therapy, yes. I'm hoping Fort Leavenworth would do the right thing and provide that. If Fort Leavenworth does not, then I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that they are forced to do so.
I have to stop this. I have a question.
Yes, you have your question. Yes, sir.
So when somebody says, I'm a woman now, everybody has to refer to her by the female name and the pronoun. The feminine pronouns.
Nobody has to do that.
I just noticed that automatically the anchor and the lawyer are using she and her and Chelsea.
Well, they've decided to honor the request.
But legally, he's still Bradley. Legally, he's still a man. And physically, he's still a man.
Yes.
Well, I'm just saying the reality of it and the legal reality of it is he's still a man. I'm just noticing, like, the instant use of Chelsea and the feminine pronouns.
Yeah, we all heard that. So what do you think? 888 3023684. Are you concerned about his conviction? How long he's been sentenced to jail? Is he still in your mind a hero? Do you think he should be pardoned? There's that request that's been done. Some people think he deserves to go to jail for life, or he deserves the death penalty. That sort of thing is pretty interesting. So we'll pursue that in just a moment. This is the Good Day program for Friday, the 23rd of August. I'm Doug Steffen at 13 past the hour.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You
too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all now, I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's lowest prices of the season sale going on now. Kohl's, expect great things.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Running. Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
888-302. Excuse me.
Careful.
Affected by that. 888-302-3684. Let's see here. How have we? Let's continue with the wonder, and that's really what this is—sort of wondering. How does this all shake out? We're talking about Bradley Manning and the surveillance of his circumstances. Now he wants to be called Chelsea, and this is—I mean—it makes for interesting conversation. Just kind of over the top. Here are our hosts, Mark Lewis and Deborah Feinstein, talking to CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland about the incarnation and pardon chances Incarnation. Good, Doug. I think I've been reading too many books on the other side. How about incarceration?
Ah, there you go.
All right. How about incarceration and pardon chances? Does he? What's going to happen? Is he going to jail or is he going to get pardoned?
A day after being sentenced to 35 years in prison for sending classified material to WikiLeaks, Bradley Manning now says he wants to live as a woman named Chelsea and wants to begin hormone therapy as soon as possible. Manning's attorney tells NBC's Today Show today that he is hoping officials at the military prison at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, will accommodate Manning's request for hormone therapy. Certainly an unusual request, another turn in this WikiLeaks saga. How do you think this is going to play out ultimately, and will the Fort Leavenworth folks respond to this request? Do you think that they will acknowledge that?
Well, first of all, it has nothing to do with his ongoing appeal, because his sentencing will automatically be reviewed by the Court of Military Appeals, so this has nothing to do with that. It has to do, as you say, with his incarceration. Any incarceration, military or federal, we're required to provide necessary medical care for all prisoners. Now, whether or not you can define hormone therapy as necessary medical care, I think, is an open question. I know in federal civilian court, there have been cases raised by attorneys that suggested this was required. I think in most cases, federal judges have rejected that. I know of no instance where this has occurred in a military case, and I doubt very, very seriously at this moment that the prison there at Fort Leavenworth has the facilities to do so. So there will be another court case, I think, as his attorney has suggested, he will sue the federal government to provide this care and to keep this rather bizarre story, I'm afraid, within the press. And it's just going to further complicate, I think, the incarceration of Manning, which is always going to be difficult there at Fort Leavenworth.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about. You know, it's one thing to talk about the hormone therapy and whether or not that can be imposed on the system there. But what about his actual physical incarceration? Can that be changed based on his gender identity issues?
Well, of course it would be, you know, because women are separated from men in prisons. And they're separated at Fort Leavenworth for the military prison. Having said that, you know, Manning's incarceration, my guess, was always going to be complicated for a number of reasons. One, there has been some suggestions that he had, at times, suicidal tendencies. Second of all, and I've been to the prison at Fort Leavenworth a number of times, and people might be surprised to learn that most of the prisoners at a military prison actually are pretty patriotic folks. So a guy like Manning that many think put their comrades in harm's way probably would not serve well within the main prison population and would have to be isolated. Mm. And now with his desire to be referred to as Chelsea and be treated as a woman, it's just going to make that isolation and incarceration that much more complicated.
Jeff, his attorney is also, in addition to asking for leniency during the incarceration, he's also asking the White House for a pardon. Any chance at all that the president would consider that?
Well, I mean, obviously, I guess you'll have to consider it. It's a process. There must be a mechanism whereby someone formally requests the president's pardon. People do that on a regular basis. Presidents leaving office have given pardons for a number of reasons. Having said all that, I would doubt very, 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 very seriously that the president of the United States, who also is commander-in-chief of the armed forces, any president, President Obama or whoever, would grant a pardon to Bradley Manning.
Yeah, there's not much chance. I don't see that happening at all. What do you say? 888-302-3684. We'll follow this and your input as far as what we think is the gauge of public opinion here by presenting a lot of calls in the next part of the program. So stick around for that. And then we'll be moving on to other things that are issues today on the Good Day program, 21 after the hour.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Good day program. Army Private Chelsea Manning, formerly known as Bradley, came out as transgender yesterday. And so what do we do with him? We being the collective, because it's our tax money that's going to go to honor his request as a 25-year-old to be feminine instead of masculine. 888-302-3684. Here's Eric from Pennsylvania. Thinks that Manning should get presidential consideration.
If there is not an effective movement to pardon him, and it's looking pretty good, I'm optimistic from the citizen standpoint, but if there isn't some sort of direct action to remedy this after the fact, then that's the way we as Americans, those of us who are actually constitution-minded, regardless of partisan loyalty, we can know that America is now officially terminally canceled, and the Constitution has been rescinded. The fact of the oath and the technical aspects of what Manning violated, it's almost like we've come to a point with now that we have secret laws and secret courts and secret jails and torture programs and so forth. It astonishes me that the American people are actually willing to drink the Kool-Aid in the current day when we've seen it with post-Vietnam, post-Watergate, post-Iran-Contra, and so many other proxy wars that it took a decade or two for stuff to come out and leak in more traditional ways for people to find out that, holy cow, it really was much worse than we thought. And the things that were being said in periods before that were accused of being, you know, outrageous and conspiratorial, actually many of them proved to be true. So folks should be a little more ready and willing to suspect at this point. And if they don't, then they really have no room to complain. And again, regardless of party politics, it is an America that is broken, and its own most basic functions of government no longer work and are not accessible to the people.
I think that most of us, or many of us who have any kind of collective consciousness, think that he's right. The government is broken. The country's broken. And this latest fiasco is a pretty good example of it. Here is Tim from New Jersey on Manning.
Bradley Manning, he didn't really break his oath. He just, his oath was to protect the Constitution. And that's exactly what he did. He's just as, in my opinion, he's just as brave, as much of a patriot as the men who were on the front lines. The type of information he let out didn't endanger the men on the front lines. What he did was he let out information that exposed the information that was that shouldn't have happened, that that the Army government was hiding. What can you say that these men, the men on the front lines have more of a conscience than the officers and the generals do? They just issue the orders and then try to hide their mistakes.
Uh-huh. 888-302-3684. Here's John in Florida with the opposite point of view.
I feel that he should have been shot and executed. And in our father's generation, we wouldn't have tolerated this. There's a world of difference between what Snowden did and what this little twerp did. You know, what people are also forgetting is he had a lot of emotional issues. And one of his biggest motives was the fact that he didn't like the don't ask, don't tell. Bradley Manning was a homosexual who had an issue against the Army, and he's no hero. And what he did was put people's lives at risk, operatives that we have in other countries who are now in jail, if not dead. Like I said, he should have been shot if we were hung.
All right, so that dispatches him, or dispatches, I think, enough time aimed at that. The baseball player killed in Oklahoma, in our focus next here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those minds is M.P. Manila. A former journalist, she's been nominated several times for the Pulitzer Prize. Her new novel, Foretold, is inspired by actual events and ancient prophecies. The actual event is the proposed nuclear storage site in Nevada, and the ancient prophecy comes from the nearby Hopi Indians. Foretold's author, M.P. Manila.
I heard about the Hopi prophecies, and I went to research it at the Museum of the American Indian. And there I came across a report written right after the Indian Wars by anthropologists about the prophecies of the Hopi. The ninth and last prophecy, which talks about how this world will be destroyed, was an exact description of radioactive fallout that was written more than 100 years before anyone could even imagine an atom bomb. And that's when I thought, this is a story. So I wrote a book, Foretold, and it says, as the subtitle, inspired by actual events and ancient prophecies. And it's very timely, and, it's sort of like if you read books like The Da Vinci Code, or there are a lot of novels that have a supernatural angle, and this book definitely does.
M.P. Manila is a former Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist. In her first novel, Foretold, she combines investigations of the proposed nuclear storage site on Yucca Mountain with an ancient Hopi Indian prophecy about the end of the world. A thriller ensues called Foretold. There's more online. Insight.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The hour on the Friday Good Day program. There's no bull here. It's just right to the core, right to the heart of the discussion. Bob Kay is monitoring social media and helping me as we put together some of the thoughts in this hour. Normally, we've been able to pursue a lot of the talk programs around the country that we monitor to kind of come up with a feeling, a sense of what people are thinking about some of these issues. I've stayed away from this story from Oklahoma. Baseball player, the Australian baseball, college baseball player, who was killed because I find it just over the top. And I don't think, in the main, anybody's lives are made better by having the conversation. I mean, suppose you can make that argument about anything. We spent the first part of the program talking about Bradley Manning. It was important for us to discuss the issue of his being charged with espionage and the guilty verdict and what's going to happen to him when he goes to prison. The fact that he's transgender has overtaken all of the rest of the conversation. So I kind of put a stop to it. I'm kind of done with that. This is something I didn't really want to talk about, but there's been so much focus on it, I don't want to be that much of an editorialist. I mean, there are some things I just won't talk about that are not necessary. But we had a couple of different reads on this story. Let's start with Matt Patrick on his program reacting to these three. Are they children? They're underage anyway. Three young kids, killing this Australian college baseball player because they were bored.
There was a young man from Australia that was in Oklahoma, and he was a fantastic baseball player, and he was playing baseball in Oklahoma, spending his summer, I guess, kind of at a baseball camp, if you will, on a college campus, young man. And he had just been visiting his girlfriend and was jogging home. There were three thugs, and they were thugs, two black, one white, who were bored, troublemakers, you know, fancied themselves kind of gang types. They were teenagers. And they were they didn't know what to do with themselves. Their parents apparently had no control over them. They had no guidance at home. They had nothing going on. And since they were bored, they decided that they would go out and just kill somebody. because you remember, do you remember when you were a teenager, you know, 14, 15 years old, and you're hanging with your buddies? I mean, what were your choices? You go out, you know, play some baseball, you know, maybe go find some girls, go to the lake. Or you could always just go out and shoot somebody, right? I mean, that was always an option. Most times we didn't do that when we were kids. What the hell? So these three thugs are bored, and they decide to go out and shoot this kid in the back. He just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Just jogging down the road. They take out a .22, shoot him in the back. Left him there to die. So you got two black thugs and one white thug, all wannabe gang members. That was a description one of the parents used for them. Yeah, and I'm not feeling any outrage. Are you? I don't feel any outrage at all. I'm not hearing Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, President Obama, Oprah, Justin Timberlake, Janine Garofalo. I don't hear anybody talking about it, do you? Far as I know, Doofus has no plans to carry a coffin down 288. Just kind of a sad, tragic story. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if the person that was shot was black? Because this young man was just simply walking down the street, minding his own business, coming back from his girlfriend's house. You know, he wasn't allegedly profiling anybody. He didn't have a gun. He wasn't using the stand your ground or castle doctrine laws. He was just walking back from his girlfriend's house. And these three thugs shot him in the back.
All right, so that's that side of the story. 888-302-3684. Here's a host that both the Bob and I are familiar with. He's a Boston guy. Howie Carr has been on the radio for a long time. He goes off on the murder as a racially motivated act.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about this Chris Lang situation. This is still you know why he's caught. I was on Fox News today talking about this, and it's a tricky thing to talk about on network TV because you don't want to come across as racially fanning the racial flames. But on the other hand, I mean, how else do you mention? I mean, you have to mention. What I did was I said, look, this is a guy, Obama, who said that the Cambridge police acted stupidly for arresting one of his pals who behaved like a complete ass at Harvard. And they had to have this beer summit at the White House. And then this is the guy who said that if he had a son, he would look like Trayvon Martin, right? So this is a guy, Barack Obama, who does not mind wandering into racial swamps. And yet he's given this thing a good leaving alone. These two or three black guys, depending on who you hear from, shot this white guy down in cold blood. In cold blood. I mean, it was it's much more of a racial incident than Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. I mean, that was not a racial incident. That was a street fight, and that was a street fight involving an area where there was a lot of where there had been at least two burglaries going on, committed by somebody who looked like Trayvon Martin. And they got in a fight, and Trayvon Martin was killing, or at least severely injuring, George Zimmerman, and Zimmerman came up with the equalizer and shot him. In this case, Christopher Lane was not doing anything to these kids, and these two of whom, at least two of whom, were black, and all of a sudden he's dead. Does that sound racial to you?
All right, so let's pick up on another one of these. that you may or may not have heard about from Washington State, where police are looking for two suspects who beat a World War II veteran to death in a parking lot. Spokane police say that they responded to reports of an assault, found the victim in his car with serious head injuries. He died at the hospital. Authorities released surveillance photos of the two suspects they describe as black males between the ages of 16 and 19. Friends identify the victim as Delbert Belton. He was sitting outside a lodge for the Fraternal Order of Eagles when he was attacked. Served in the Army during World War II, shot in the leg in Okinawa. Television station says he went to work for Kaiser Aluminum, worked there for 30-some-odd years. He was known as Shorty, liked to play pool. And this is another random one of these killings just done because he was there at the wrong time. Wrong place, wrong time. The police say that there was no indication that this man was known to the two. They just walked up and decided to kill him, become the victim. What kind of subhumans are we growing here? This question is asked a lot. You put together some of the theories as a result of the shootings in these various schools over the past, 10 years? Or other senseless murders, senseless crimes, senseless victim oriented. It just makes us all think that we are creating a large group, a large pool of monsters. Now, where does this come from? It starts someplace. They aren't born with this. I don't think anybody's born with it. I think they get it from their environment. If it's at home, let's say, I'm trying to come up with an example that maybe is easy to understand. People, men and women, become antisocial, or their ability to deal with their partners is oftentimes affected by what has happened to them in their childhood years. And these people probably had some, and I'm guessing because we've read so many of these stories, they're all pretty much the same. They're abandoned by their parents, divorced families, the whole business. They may have been beaten and abused by their parents. God, that's becoming more and more of a problem. Look at some of the things that have been done to people, even who are my age, by their parents. And you wonder how they function at all, Frank. Well, in some cases, they can't function because of, at least in certain parts of their lives, because of what they've been through. God. 888-302-3684. So that's the story behind the story on that one. More conversation about what's going on in the world today on the serious side of things from Good Day in a Moment.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's five entire years, till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%, APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This report brought to you by Dollar General. This September, Dollar General is honoring teachers and recognizes Kimberly Shearer as one of its everyday heroes. With support from Procter & Gamble, the Everyday Heroes program celebrates those making a difference in their communities. Kimberly Shearer was named Kentucky's 2012 Teacher of the Year. The Boone County High School teacher emphasizes the importance of literacy, technology, and lifelong reading to her 11th grade students, the skills she believes they'll need to succeed in a modern-day workplace.
A good foundation starts with literacy. It's really the gateway to all other disciplines. I want my students to have 21st century skills, analytical skills, and the ability to master technology. As teachers, we provide our students with the skills they need to realize their future.
Dollar General celebrates the educators making a difference and invests in education through the Dollar General Literacy Foundation. Visit dgliteracy.com to learn more. I'm Dan Marin.
Someday, I'll drive to the airport, pick a flight, and just take off.
Someday, I'll have my own vineyard. Someday, I'll make it past the finish line of a marathon.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With our certified pre-owned sales event going on right now, you can own the car of your dreams. And thanks to exceptional 1.99% financing on select models now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz pre-owned sales events. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, overviewing some of the important information that may make up conversation during the day today. The president this week went on the stump for changing the way we pay for college, trying to make college expenses a little more tolerable. And so as a result of that, here's a host named Mark Simone talking with Stuart Varney, who's on the Fox Business Channel, about how out of control the cost of college is in our country.
This time of year, I talk to so many people. They're taking their kids to look at colleges. You've been going through that.
Yes, I have. Our youngest daughter, I've been taking her to a couple of colleges. One in particular was in the New York area. And I got to tell you right off the top, Mark, I was appalled at this. I mean, it's a very expensive place. But what the college proposes is to invite your kid into the lap of luxury, maid service in the dorms. The dorm rooms look like hotel suites. Any kind of food you want, virtually, from 6 in the morning till 11 at night. Help with writing papers. Vast security apparatus. Everything there to cushion the experience of leaving home and make it home away from home. What appalls me is not what the college is doing. It's not that. It's the idea that college should be an extension of adolescence. That college is a way of postponing becoming an adult and taking part in the real world and testing yourself. I don't like that. And I'm very pleased to say that my daughter didn't like it either and doesn't want to go to this particular college.
Wow. That's interesting. But of course, in today's economy, when you're done with college, you're going to move back in with your parents anyway for 10 years.
Yeah.
Why interrupt the whole thing?
But, you know, what's happening here, Mark? I mean, do we really approve of this? Maybe it's economically pushed. I mean, it is a lousy economy, and maybe lots of youngsters have not much choice. But this college, by the way, was charging nearly $60,000 a year. I mean, what the hell's going on here? Tell me. Come on.
You know, there are a lot of colleges, they're not so luxurious, but I mean, I know you're a financial genius, but I don't think even you can explain this. These colleges all around the country charge $50,000, $60,000 a year. For what? What are their expenses? A bunch of plastic chairs and some chalk and a blackboard?
They never cut costs, ever. Colleges do not cut costs.
But what are their costs? They're nothing. They don't pay the teachers much.
I guess they pay a lot in insurance. I mean, I'm grasping at straws.
Well, but,
they pay their faculty pretty big bucks.
They do.
No, they don't. No, that's not true. The private colleges don't pay a big bucks at all. It's building. It's competing for students, building all these buildings and things that does affect the cost of college in no small way, actually. 51 past the hour.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. This is not a program about politics, but certainly when politicians are involved in conversation, we ought to be talking about it. And we all know about the budget talks that have been going on between the White House and Senate Republicans, especially. The talks aren't going anyway. There's conversation, but it's kind of like nobody's home since Congress has been on summer recess. So does that mean that chances are increasing of a fiscal stalemate that will lead to a government shutdown when the fiscal year is over in October, government default later in the fall, shut down Obamacare, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's radio host Matt Murphy talking to ABC's Trey Hardin about Congress gone. And these guys have been gone. They've been gone actually for, about 5 weeks, I think, despite the fact that there's work that needs to be done on this possible government shutdown.
I don't begrudge the president being in Martha's Vineyard, considering the Congress is gone for 5 weeks. Would we have a looming budget crisis, another debt ceiling to deal with, and they're back in their home districts.
Yeah, I would argue, I think it's all rhetoric when both sides criticize the other for being on vacation. I would argue right now that neither side should be on vacation right now, and they should all be back in town because, as you and I both know, I mean, we've got some looming challenges ahead that have with a very short time span to address them. We've got a government, we've got a budget, government funding that's running out on September 30th, and something's going to have to be done about that. And then we also are up against another debt ceiling limit crisis. So if there was ever a time for them not to take their August recess, both sides, Congress and the president, it would be this year.
Help me understand how this works in the halls of Congress. The Republicans control the House of Representatives. Do they set the recess? I mean, could they be up there if they wanted to be?
Absolutely. Both could. I mean, they completely set the recess at the beginning of the year. The Republicans set it for the House, and the Democrats set it for the Senate. And it's, it's as far as I've been here 21 years, and I've never seen the August recess be taken away. It's always been viewed as a time and an essential time for these folks to be back in their districts, in touch with their constituents. I would argue that the majority of constituents or people in this country would probably say, I don't care about seeing my member of Congress or senator at the state fair or the town hall this August. I'd rather have he or she in Washington, D.C., dealing with these looming issues.
Look, I understand it would be ceremonial, but what a statement it would make. I mean, if the Republicans, and I give them the business about this, too, and I think you would agree with me, if the Republicans were really serious about this, stay in Washington, D.C., sit in their seats in the halls of Congress and say, we're waiting on the Democrats and we're waiting on the president to come back to the city so we can deal with these issues that are going to come up in the next several months.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think that they were, you know, that there's such a commitment to get back and try to win the public support for their messages, but frankly, there's no messages that are resonating with the American people from either party right now. The messages won't resonate until there's actually something, until there's movement on something. And I do worry that, again, with such a short time frame, that the Republicans, who I think have more to lose in these fiscal debates coming up, that it's making them, and it's getting them even being back in their districts even more and more entrenched to try to toe the line and find a government shutdown acceptable. And whether, you know, it's not that they're wrong. It's not that they're wrong on defunding Obamacare. It's not that they're wrong on not wanting to raise the debt limit. But it's not. But they're also not right either politically. It's not a political reality to get that done. And I just think that they lose a lot. And potentially there are dire consequences for them as a party if they don't approach this the right way in September.
All right, here's something to consider as we think about Congress and laws, rules, realities. The government is facing all kinds of very serious consequences because of overspending. There are, in 34 states in our country, the reality that public assistance, i.e. welfare, pays more than the minimum wage. So there is zero incentive to get started, to go to work. And there's a strike that's being called. Is it this weekend? When are the winter? Is it next Monday?
The 29th.
The 29th.
It's okay. The
29th.
That's our poll today, too.
Is it? Oh, it is, yes. I saw that. All right. So the basic bottom line here is that we are a government that is out of control. We are, because you and I are supposed to be the government, right? How is it that the 72% of people that are actually getting help from the government get it in cash? Cash. And sometimes the benefits top $35,000 a year.
Oof.
The national median for those who are on welfare is $28,000. And welfare is tax-free. I think that's something to be concerned about. I'm concerned about it, Frank. How about you? Food for thought from Good Day at 15.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.